today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow, talk about turmoil. We were talking about the United Methodists just a little bit ago. Just total chaos, total turmoil. Well, boy, I'm telling you, the Worldwide Catholic Church is in the middle of turmoil unlike anything I have ever seen. And speculation is going crazy. And the Pope is not helping anything. Listen to this from a Catholic news source. Okay, I want to make that clear. This is from a Catholic news source. Headline: Pope Francis hints at new understanding of papacy during a meeting with Anglican leaders. Pope Francis hosted leaders from the Anglican Communion at the Vatican Thursday while speaking about the controversial role of the papacy. The pontiff raised the possibility of a new understanding that could result from ecumenical relations and the synod on synodality. Now, he didn't say what he meant, but speculation within the Catholic Church, leaders, bishops, cardinals, is going crazy. Is he going to diminish the authority of the Vatican and the Pope? Is he going to invite the Anglicans to come under the umbrella of the Catholic Church? I don't know, but the speculation is just going crazy as to what he meant. And why would he do that? He's already at the center of so much controversy. Why? Why would he raise more controversy? Well, Pope Francis, what do you mean by a new understanding? Well, I'm not saying. I'm not telling. But well, then why? Why did you say it? Oh, my goodness. And then there's this. This, again, is from another Catholic news source. Not Protestant, not secular. This is from a Catholic news source. Headline: Prominent Catholics urge bishops, cardinals, to declare Francis has lost the papal office if he refuses to resign. A group of 17 scholars and activists have released a lengthy statement calling for Pope Francis to resign or to be formally asked to resign by the College of Cardinals. The group stated, Pope Francis has, and now I'm quoting, caused an unprecedented crisis in the Catholic Church by his words and actions. The Pope has done, and again I'm quoting, the Pope has done great harm to the Church and the whole world. The members of the hierarchy of the Church have a duty to act in order to prevent Francis from causing further harm. We therefore call for Pope Francis to resign the papal office and to repent and do penance for his actions. If he does not do this, we request that the cardinals and bishops of the Catholic Church ask Pope Francis to resign the office of Pope. If he refuses to resign or recant the heresies that he has upheld, we ask that they declare that he has lost the papal office. Pope Francis has committed criminal acts gravely damaging to the Church and to individual believers. He has shown that he rejects the Catholic faith and has worked to destroy the faith of other Catholics. Wow. That is some very, very strong language. And because I'm not Catholic and I don't keep up with all the hierarchy, I don't recognize any of the names of these 17 signatories, but they're from all over the world. East Africa, Hungary, Peru, Australia, I'm looking, Chile, trying to find where, I already said Peru, Philippines, and they're all theologians, many, in fact, most of them have PhDs in theology. Many of them are professors of theology at different Catholic universities and institutions all over the world. The signatories, again, I'm quoting now, the signatories accuse Francis of committing crimes other than heresy, attesting that the actions listed are crimes because they violate either canon law, the law of temporal states, the natural law, divine positive law, or some combination of laws from these different legal systems. They also list a number of actions carried out by Francis through his pontificate, his secretive deal with China. Well, you may remember that. Remember that? This current pope capitulated to the Chinese and agreed to allow the communist Chinese to approve of Catholic leaders in China. Do you remember that? I mean, it shocked the world. You can't be a Catholic leader in China without being approved by the communist Chinese. Oh, boy. His restriction of the traditional mass, the approval of blessings for same-sex couples. He has publicly contradicted a number of central teachings of the Catholic Church. And it goes on and on and on. Many, many pages accusing the Pope of some really serious stuff. Now, this has more impact than any other denomination in the world, and here's why. No Christian denomination or religion gives so much authority to one individual than Catholics. Nobody. Baptists don't have a pope. Methodists don't have a pope. Lutherans don't have a pope. Episcopals don't have a pope. There is so much authority given to the Pope by the Catholic Church, so much so that if he were to speak ex cathedra, he would have the same authority as Jesus himself. Now, it's been many years since any Pope has spoken ex cathedra, but that's a part of the deal. When the Pope is elected, he is given that kind of authority according to the tradition of the church that he can, if he wants to, he can speak with the same authority as God. Now, if you don't believe me, check it out. It's called Ex Cathedra. Now, again, it hasn't happened often, and it's been a long time since any pope has claimed Ex Cathedra authority. But it's there. And a huge percentage of the Catholic Church has lost all confidence in this Pope. It is a crisis of almost unparalleled depth. I don't know of any time in my lifetime that there has been this kind of chaos in the Catholic Church. What's going to happen? I don't know. He is getting way up in years. His health is beginning to fail. I don't know. I'm not going to try to speculate. I am the last person in the world that ought to be speculating on what the Pope is going to do. But it brings into question the authority given to any human being. And I would hope that honest Catholics would do some serious thinking and searching of Scripture as to the authority that should be ever, ever, ever given to any human being. I think you'll find there is no place in Scripture where any human being has been given that authority.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
And I said it last week, let me repeat it again. Leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Who am I talking about? Russell Brand, a comedian. I think he's been in some movies. I don't know who Russell Brand is. He's famous. He's not famous to me, but anyway, I guess he's a very, very, very well-known comedian. He's been in movies and whatever. And I think he's British. I realize some of you are saying, Bob, you are so out of touch. You don't know who Russell Brand is. Well, I know the name, and that's about it. And yeah, I make no apologies for being out of touch with a lot of this world. I don't need to be in touch. Anyway, Russell Brand made all kinds of headlines. 2 weeks ago, he announced that he was leaving his wicked ways, his bad ways behind. He was going to become a follower of Jesus, and he was going to get baptized in the Thames River. And he did. Not yesterday. I think it was just a week ago. I think it was a week ago yesterday. He got baptized. I don't know who baptized him. I don't know what church. I don't know what faith. I don't know anything. But he said that he felt different after being baptized. It was the beginning of a new life and so on and so forth. Well, immediately, people started doing one of two things, criticizing him or treating him like he can walk on water. Oh, another celebrity following Jesus. Oh, boy, this. Yeah. Hey, I don't know whether he's following Jesus or not. I hope he is. Not everybody that gets baptized is sincere. Not everybody that gets baptized is born again. I don't know. And I'm not going to try to judge him. So there were those who were, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, we got to get him in our church, and we're going to put him on the speaking tour. No, leave him alone. Let him grow if he's a Christian. And then there were others. I didn't read it on the air, but last week, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, I came across a very, very lengthy article from a Catholic website. And the Catholic website said, well, we're glad he got baptized, but he was baptized in the Thames River. He wasn't sprinkled by a priest, and therefore he may not really have salvation. And in order for him to really have salvation, he's got to come to the Mother Church and the one and only true church. And anyway, and everything in between. Well, today, here's an article from the Washington Examiner. Russell Brand criticized for showing tarot cards in video posted the day after baptism. Well, last Monday, after he was baptized, I guess he does all kinds of podcasts, and he's got thousands and thousands of followers on his podcast. Well, on his podcast, he's got some tarot cards. Now, most of you know tarot cards are demonic, satanic, they're wicked, they're evil. And he holds up a tarot card and he says, oh, it's the old kidnapped and held hostage by some railings card. That can't be good news, can it? And then he goes on, if you've looked into it, this card is called the Eight of Swords and it symbolizes feeling trapped and restricted, perhaps by your own convictions. Then he put the card down and asked his fans about their views. He said, I'm moving into a more clearly delineated spiritual space with a clearly more ordained path. A lot of Christians would say tarot and even yoga is a kind of heresy. What is your personal view on it? Well, people went ballistic. If you're really a Christian, you wouldn't play with tarot cards. Now we know that your baptism was fake because you were... Okay, listen. If he was truly saved, and I pray he was, he's a baby. He's a newborn babe in Christ. He didn't know any better yet. Let him grow. Pray for him. Pray that he will have some spiritually mature mentors that will disciple him. I have no idea whether his faith is genuine, whether he was truly born again. I don't know. But to all of the big-time radio TV preachers, don't put him on your program. If he's really saved, he's not ready. And to the hyper-legalists out there, don't assume that he's not saved. Pray for him. And let's pray together that it really was real and genuine. Can I leave you with some good news today? The largest union in America is losing members like crazy. The NEA, the National Education Association, lost over 12,000 members last year alone. Because teachers are retiring? No. Because of the political, cultural stance of the union. Many, many teachers are getting absolutely disgusted with the direction that the National Educators Association has been going for many years. By the way, out of union dues last year, the NEA funneled $176 million into left-leaning political candidates. And that's why many of the union members are leaving. They don't want their money spent on liberalism. So that's good news. Hey, folks, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.